On July 25, 1946, someone killed two African-American couples on the bridge between Monroe and Watkinsville. Rumors have abounded ever since then about the deaths of George and May Dorsey and Roger and Dorothy Malcolm. It was the work of the Ku Klux Klan that local law enforcement knew about it or even participated in the killings. State Representative Tyrone Brooks says he's been trying to get facts and action on this case from law enforcement for decades.
We know of many suspects who are still living. We know where they are. The law enforcement community know who they are and where they are. And we just wonder, why won't they go and pick them up and bring them to the bar of justice?
Brooks spoke on the state capitol grounds in front of the statue of Senator Richard Russell. In Brooks's eyes, the reason for the killings was as much about African Americans gaining the right to vote as it was about the ostensible motive, the involvement of one of the victims, George Dorsey, with a white woman.
He was warned not to vote, and he had a friend, a female friend, who happened to be Caucasian. They were seen together, and he was warned to stay away from her. He did not. So there was a lot going on around voting that got lost in the Moores Ford massacre. But today we wanted to highlight the fact that Senator Richard B. Russell, who was a neighbor in Winder, he led the attack to keep black people away from the polls.
Officially, the case is still open, but there hasn't been any movement that law enforcement will talk about publicly. Brooks says Creative Loafing reporters have recently interviewed close to a dozen people who have knowledge of the case, white people, which is movement, possibly making official instead of rumor, information that's been whispered for almost 70 years. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.